You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Yes, hello, welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. Looking ahead to the action coming up on Sunday. We've got a superb day as well coming up on Sunday over at the Curragh. We're going to focus on that in the main. And you can, of course, listen to all of the action on William Hill Racing Radio. Join the guys there from 10 minutes before the first through until the very last race. We're actually recording this at Doncaster at the William Hill St. Ledger Festival. Mark Walton here. And we've had Sir Anthony McCoy's previews on the podcast on a number of occasions. This time we've actually got him live in person. Well, not live, it's pre-recorded, it's a podcast. But we've got him in person. And it's a pleasure to have you.
Thanks.
Welcome, Sir Anthony.
Thanks, Mark. It's very nice to be here at Doncaster. We've had some great racing and, it's nice to be here.
You've been here for the full week, of course. We're recording this before the William Hill St. Ledger takes place, so we can't reflect on that. But just looking back at the week as a whole, we'll start with Wednesday. The Ledger Legends race, I know it's for a cause that's close to your heart. Obviously, you're president of the Injured Jockeys Fund. They've raised a lot of money, and it was a good bit of fun as well.
Yeah, and that's thanks to the likes of Dale Gibson and Jack Berry. You know, they raised over £1 million, just went through the £1 million barrier on Wednesday. It was nice to see Ted Durkin win. He was my old housemate back in the days when we worked for Jim Bulger together. He got the better of Andrew Thornton, which, again, a lad that I rode with for over 20 years. It would have been nice to see Andrew going out in the winner, but he got back in one piece and probably went as fast as he's ever done in his life to finish second. But it was great, and a great day's racing and for a great cause, so very thankful for all the people that supported it.
I know you're good friends with Andrew, Andrew Thornton, but if you are listening, Andrew, he said that with the biggest smile on his face that you finished second there.
Basically what I said, Andrew, I said it's basically great to see Andrew Thornton confirm the reason why he'd retired on Wednesday. Only joking, Andrew. I was delighted to. It would have been really nice if you had won, but Ted Durkin is a great fella too, so I was happy either one of you would have won. So good race.
Another time where the retired jockeys came to the fore in that. The recently retired jockeys came to the fore. So that was one of the highlights on Wednesday. Anything else that's caught your eye either that day or rest of the week so far?
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was quite interesting that Fleeting won. Showy and O'Brien's horses come back into form. I do think that the headwind played a big part here. It was very strong. She was held up at the back and it made it a little bit easier for her. I thought God Given was given a brilliant ride by Jamie Spencer. I know that he's a little bit Marmite, but you couldn't question you can't question his talent. You know, there are times, I say, when he annoys people a few times, but he gave God Given a fantastic ride and shown what a classy jockey he is. And so those were two highlights, I think, from earlier in the week.
Superb stuff here at Doncaster so far. Then more of it to look forward to after we've recorded this. So we'll reflect on that on tomorrow's edition of the podcast, of course. Right now, though, we're going to look ahead to some of the action coming up on Sunday at the Curragh. We've got some superb racing to look forward to there as the Irish Champions Weekend continues. The National Stakes is the first race we're going to look at there. It's the 4:15 on the card, a Group 1 for Colts and Fillies. And at the time of recording this, Anthony Van Dyke for Aidan O'Brien is 11-8 joint favourite with Charlie Appleby's Quarto. Christmas is 7-1 in the market, 14s for Land Force, Highland Force 16-1 and 25-1 or bigger prices for the rest of them. As we see a lot of time with these big Group 1s over in Ireland, Aidan O'Brien seems to have a stranglehold on the race. Interesting British raider over there in Quarto, though.
Yeah, he was very impressive, Quarto, on his two starts so far. Both times at Newmarket, but last time in the Superlative Stakes. He beat one of Aidan O'Brien's Cape of Good Hope. You would imagine that's pretty strong form, but Anthony Van Dyke looks so visually impressive. You know, he looks like a real star in the making, and I'd be very surprised if he got beat.
He's got tight form with Christmas as well. Do you expect him to give his stablemate most to do?
Yeah, look, as I said, it's quite difficult to get a line a lot of these Aidan O'Brien horses because they were slightly out of form by Aidan O'Brien's really high standards. So you wouldn't know how some of them are going to improve more than others at this time of the year especially. But the fact that Anthony Van Dyke was winning when the rest of them weren't, is it can only be a real positive for the yard and for Anthony Van Dyke.
Yeah, and the stats are much better for Aidan O'Brien now. As the last 2 weeks, a 33% strike rate, which is up there with his usual high standards. Let's look ahead to the Irish St Ledger. Obviously follows on from the English St Ledger, the William Hill St Ledger. A group one at the Curragh at 450, and a good renewal there as well. Flag of Honour 7-4 favourite again for Aidan O'Brien. Joseph O'Brien's Latrobe 9-4 second in. Weekender is 100-30 for John Gosden. Idaho 11-2 and 10-1 are bigger prices for the other two. We'll come on to Flag of Honour in a moment or two. We'll get your thoughts on that, AP. But you were, earlier in the week when I was speaking to you, quite keen on Latrobe for the William Hill St Ledger. So do you think he's got an equally good chance in the Irish version?
Yeah, I think, he won the Irish Derby. And Irish Derby winners obviously had a very good record in the William Hill St Ledger in Doncaster. Joseph has chosen to run him in Ireland. I think that's mainly because Order of St George is now retired. And I think he would have found it difficult maybe, or didn't want to take him on so much. But this horse won the Irish Derby. I thought he ran okay in the Jobmont International at York. That was over a mile and a quarter. He's stepping back up and trip. I think that will definitely suit him. The same could be said for Flag of Honour, Aidan O'Brien's horse. He's won his last twice when stepped up to mile and six. Before that, he'd ran in the pre-jockey club, the French Derby, over a mile and a quarter. So stepping up and trip has definitely helped him as well. So there's good cases to be made for both of them. I genuinely think it's a two-runner race. I can't see anything else winning. Because I fancied Latrobe for the English St Ledger, he's now going for the Irish St Ledger. I'm going to stick with him.
Starting with Latrobe in the Irish St Ledger then, that is currently 9-4 at the time of recording this, and that goes along with Anthony Van Dyke in the race before the National Stakes. So you think it'll be a good day for the O'Briens?
Yeah, if you'd asked me, say a couple of months ago, there'd been a few question marks, but as you said, the strike rate is up to 33%. It's back up to Aidan O'Brien's high standards. He is in his own backyard. He has dominated a lot of these races for a very long time, and he'll probably dominate them again. It's a little, you think you sound very repetitive, and you keep tipping them up. And there's other group ones on the day as well, and there's a good chance we're going to be tipping them there as well. So, but it's a tried and tested theory. He's won a lot of them more so than anyone else, and why not stick with him?
If he's not broken, don't fix it and all that. Finally, I just want to ask you one more question before we let you go, AP. Joseph O'Brien, we went over to the stable there at William Hill, and we spoke to him about Latrobe and the like, and he's obviously still young in his training career. He comes across really well, as you'd expect. Obviously, he's got a lot of experience in the game. He's already doing phenomenal things for how early on in his career is. How high can Joseph O'Brien go? Can he surpass his dad? You obviously know him quite well as well.
Look, I worked with his dad. I've known his dad since I was 15. Worked with him in Jim Bulger's. He's a mini me of his dad in every way. Can he be as good as his dad? I got asked this question yesterday at a William Hill breakfast about, whether Vincent O'Brien was better than Aidan O'Brien, such and such. And you think of all the brilliant horses and winners that Vincent O'Brien trained. He trained Gold Cup winners, Grand National winners, champion hurdle winners, Derby winners. Vincent O'Brien was flying horses out of Ballydoyle in 1970 when people didn't have cars.
Yeah.
That's how ahead of his time Vincent O'Brien was. And then you look at Aidan O'Brien, who's trained 300 Group 1 winners at the age of 47, 48. And by the time he's 67, 68, he probably have trained 600 or 700 Group 1 winners. And how can anyone ever think that anyone's going to be better than Aidan O'Brien? But Joseph O'Brien, has what his dad didn't have. He was brought up in Ballydoyle.
Yeah.
He's been looking, his dad, he's been there in Ballydoyle since he was born. He's ridden two English Derby winners. He's ridden Classic winners. He's trained Melbourne Cup winners already. So who knows? But I tell you what he is. He's big competition to the old man, that's for sure.
Yeah. And doing it in both codes as well at the moment, isn't he?
Yeah, but doing it both codes, he's proven, which his dad was, as I said, his dad obviously having trained Istabrack and trained, been champion jump trainer as well, Aidan was before he was champion flat trainer. Joseph is cut from the same cloth. That's pretty, I don't think they brought home the wrong baby.
That's an interesting way to end our little stint with you there, AP. Thank you very much for joining us as well.
Cheers.
Been an absolute pleasure. And hopefully get you on here again sometime soon.
Thank you.
There you go, the thoughts of AP McCoy then, also Anthony McCoy, I should say, apologies there, ahead of Sunday's action at the Curragh. He's telling me off now. Ahead of Sunday's action at the Curragh. Do join us for that on William Hill Racing Radio. The team will be live, as I say, from 10 minutes before the first, running all the way through to the last. Do join them for that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast, and enjoy Sunday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.